Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. A 17-year-old suspect apparently shot himself at the Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw Monday night after he allegedly killing his foster parents near Red Springs. The teen's name has not been released. Investigators said he fled to Lake Waccamaw after killing Ted and Joanne Chavis in their home. The youth hid in the chapel at the home where he was discovered by law enforcement. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. One of the most troublesome spots for flooding in Whiteville will get a facelift next year. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry told Whiteville City Council last night that the state will replace two undersized culverts at Radio Station Road and US 701 Business. The culverts contribute to flooding at the Go Gas, the Donut Shop, and other businesses between Hay Street and San Jose Restaurant. The announcement was made at the same meeting attended by angry residents and business owners who said the city isn't doing enough to control flooding downtown. They called for more beaver dam removal, clearing of canals, and improvement to Soles Swamp. Residents of two homes on the 13,000 block of Old Lake Road reported damage from gunfire over the weekend. One bullet penetrated a home's exterior wall, and a vehicle at a nearby address was also hit. Witnesses said there were gunfire at a gathering place across the road from the homes, and gunfire was heard in the area. No injuries were reported, and the case is currently under investigation. North Carolina state officials said on Monday that the SNAP food benefits will be paused on November 1st if the federal government shutdown has not ended. The North Carolina Health Department announced last week that the WIC program will be continuing throughout November. North Carolinians use around $230 million in SNAP benefits monthly. North Carolina State Attorney General Jeff Jackson announced on Tuesday that he's filing a lawsuit against the federal government to force release of SNAP funds. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville. Events kick off Thursday night with the 80s Party in the Alley on Madison Street from 7 to 9 p.m. The Pecan Cooking Contest drop-off is from 6 to 7 p.m. at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more. That is being sponsored by Whiteville Police and the Whiteville Fire Department. There's also a Halloween party at the depot for grown-ups as well. The Saturday Fun Run starts at 7 a.m., Registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 a.m. until 12 noon, with judging at 1 p.m. and trophies to follow at 4 p.m. And for live entertainment on the main stage, it's Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man who will be performing throughout the day. Animal Protective Services will hold Nightmare on Paw Street, a special Halloween adoptive event tomorrow at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and of course, adoptable pets. Vendors are still needed for this event. Nightmare on Paw Street is from 7 to 9 p.m. at the shelter on Legion Drive. Call 910-641-3945 for more information. The Veterans Memorial Park of America and the Boy Scout Troop 507 will host a harvest festival at 6 p.m. Friday at the park. There will be games, refreshments, and more. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. This event is free. The Sheepdog Foundation will open the Reggae Cafe on Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility on Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. The menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. The Sheepdog Foundation's headquarters is located at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a Fish Fry Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Friday. Plates are $10, and plates can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Contact Leisha Hester at 910-918-8057 to place your order. Saturday is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more at the event. The market opens at 8 a.m., and West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be on site selling spot plates for $10 each. All proceeds will go towards the West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.